One Man Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 6, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this.
Mother, here's something you should know. Now there's a cold tablet, especially for children. It's children-sized Super Anahit, and it relieves three virus cold or Asiatic flu miseries where aspirin can't possibly work. First, children-sized Super Anahit relieves sneezing and sniffling. Second, it soothes raw sore throat. Third, it eases cough and chest congestion. And children-sized Super Anahit reduces fever, relieves that ache all over feeling. Contains vitamin C to help your child resist after effects of cold or flu. Mother, there's no longer any need to break adult-sized tablets in half. Your child gets exact dosage, swallows these smaller tablets easily. Get children-sized Super Anahit, commended by Parents Magazine. When virus cold or Asiatic flu strikes, nasal membranes swell, germs attack, and mucus clogs the nostrils. Watery mist sprays can't get through mucus, but Super Anahit nasal spray melts away mucus with exclusive bonsai, kills germs with a special antibiotic, shrinks swollen membranes with miracle decongestants. Get Super Anahit antibiotic nasal spray.
Today, Consider Martin paints the town. Mr. Consider Martin, Fanny Barber's collateral cousin, world traveler, bon vivant, and man about town, strolls from Joan's house wearing his opera cape and full dress suit, and knocks at number 264 Seacliff Drive.
Happy New Year once again. Anybody home? Fanny here, Henry.
Claudia.
How'd you like to put on something festive and range about under the neon lights?
Thank you, no. I have a date to read bedtime stories to my great-grandchildren.
Touché, that certainly takes care of that. Is Pinky here?
He had to meet someone in Chinatown.
In Chinatown? Say who?
Says nothing to anyone. Tight-lipped and secretive.
Paul upstairs.
Paul is at his office at the airport, and I don't know exactly when he'll be home. Possibly Fanny knows.
Mother Barber?
Not here, Betty. She's over at Claudia's.
Betty, my love.
Oh, hi, Susie.
How would you and Jack like to put on the razzle-dazzle and flash your costume jewelry under the street lamp?
I'd love to. But Jack is out with another woman.
Huh?
Oh, where? Perhaps I'll join him.
Well, consider Martin and just ignore me.
All remarks in the spirit of the guest.
I couldn't laugh at it.
What other woman?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's business, Father Barber.
Oh.
He was supposed to have lunch with this woman, but he got busy, so they're having dinner instead.
Name?
Bimby Flashingame.
Miss?
Uh-huh. She runs a lecture bureau. I've been wondering all day if there aren't any men who run lecture bureaus.
Oh, my dear, there must be. Tell you what, we'll find one and ask him to take you out to dinner.
Well, I wanted to talk to Mother Barber, so I'll come back later.
I'm home, Henry.
She's coming in right now.
Fanny, come in here.
Well, consider, hello. Oh, how distinguished you look.
Oh, I love you. Nobody else mentioned it. Fanny, how would you like to put on pearls and sequins and fare forth with me into the night?
No, I've reached that age when I much prefer to be at home after nightfall.
This is heresy.
Don't look at me, Cousin Consider. I want to be where I'm supposed to be when Jack comes home, especially tonight. So, may I talk to you a minute, Mother Barber?
Oh, we'll come along in the sewing room.
Excuse me.
Well, what's the trouble?
You will?
I'm busy for a minute.
Why, Betty.
Oh, it isn't what you think. I'm dieting.
Oh.
In fact, I'm fasting.
Why? And never mind, Henry. Come along, Betty. Let's go upstairs and talk things over.
Thanks for the invitation.
You're quite welcome. Someday we'll fare forth into the moonlight and dance till dawn.
I hope so.
What time does Hank get home?
I never know. They switch his schedule around. You could call the hospital and see.
Consider.
Yes, my dear.
Why don't you try Claudia? As far as I know, she isn't doing anything tonight.
Oh, I thought she'd be with Mr. Kenneth Ferrand.
Not tonight.
I shall walk over there. Henry, put on your slippers, snuggle up to the fire, and age.
I beg your pardon? Oh, joke, I presume.
Yes, go back. Before I go, have one nip of brandy for your well-weathered bones.
I thank you, no.
Oh, clear and definite. Never any doubt where you stand, Henry, and I love you for it. Old Floyd Addison in his hard heart. Hard and pathetic. Oh, I'll be courteous if anybody wants me. Carried in his heart by the women in a marble head.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
This is Madeline Cow. You know, water's awfully hard on the hands, especially in cold weather. It makes them so red and rough. But even though you can't keep your hands out of water, you can protect them. Just use Today's Touché, now with silicone. Today's Touché protects, beauty treats, and helps nature heal rough red skin. Do try Today's Touché.
You sleep, you sleep, scream for people who can't brush their teeth after every meal.
Six blocks away and 40 minutes later in her second floor bedroom, Claudia Barber Lacey sits at the triple mirror putting on her earrings.
What, may I ask, are you doing?
Almost ready, Phoebe.
Ooh, what a beauty.
Like it?
Oh, yes. Indeed I do. Paris?
No, Oakland.
Not really.
That's what's so wonderful. From Kenny Ferrand's factory.
You designed it?
Oh, I wish I had. I tried to design one, but I don't actually know enough about basic things. No, this is by a new artist he found. He's keeping her hidden for fear someone will steal her.
Stand up. Whirl about. Let me see.
The skirt is so graceful.
Nothing wrong with the bodice.
I like the drape effect, don't you? I brought it home from the factory this noon. This is the original model. I think the mink stole will look well with it.
No, try it. Don't you have sables?
Oh, sure. Mickey gave me sables a year ago Christmas.
Try them both.
Well, here's the mink.
Lovely. Aha!
And here it is with sables.
A classic. Oh, by all means, wear that. And away we go to feel our way through the candlelight.
I'm so glad you came for me. I was utterly lost. Mr. Veron, he's my boss, has been so busy lately that...
Mother, I'm home, but I'm going right out again.
Up here, Penelope.
Well, Phoebe, are you eleganto? How are you? Mother.
Hello, Penny.
What's the matter?
That dress. Don't you like it?
Oh, yes. It's darling. So utterly different.
It's a new one from the factory. Kenny asked me to wear it somewhere and see what happened.
Oh, you can tell him it absolutely bowled me over.
I'm glad you like it.
I certainly do.
Do you have a date, Penelope?
Yes, I have.
Oh, otherwise you could come with us. Very well, let's go. My arm, Claudia. Now then, the ritual.
Pardon?
Oh, Pinky would know. It's a bit of nonsense from our happier days. Join arms.
Arms?
Lift left foot.
Lift left foot.
Lean to the wind.
Lean to the wind.
Anyway.
Good night, Penny. Cousin, consider, where are you going to have dinner?
First can I live, and then we'll climb the beyond sign.
Good night.
Hello. Look, let's eat somewhere in Oakland.
No, you stay there and I'll drive over.
Because my mother is dining at Shanghai Rills in that new dress. I just happened to come home. Oh, wait till you know me better. I've always had that kind of luck.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
Rinse old blue.
To get your clothes both clean and white, you need the two actions you get in Rinso Blue. Power cleaning and bluing. No single action detergent can give you both. For thorough cleanness and whiteness, get Rinso Blue, the two-in-one detergent. Lever Brothers guarantee it'll please you or you'll get your money back.
You get two. Rinso Blue.
Claudia Claudia, coming upstairs at 2 o'clock in the morning, hears water running in Penny's tub. Finds Penelope's bedroom door open and hears the sound of splashing.
Penny?
Oh, hello.
How long have you been home?
Oh, hours. I just went out to dinner.
With whom?
Mother, I'm a grown-up girl now.
Sorry. Friendly question?
Oh, it's all right. It was business, really. He bought stock in my company and took me to a wonderful new place in Oakland.
I see.
I'll tell you all about it tomorrow, maybe.
All right, dear. Good night. Tell me at breakfast.
We'll see. Maybe I will, and maybe not.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Moore. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 7, Book 129, Lady on a Diet, Frank Barton speaks. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Moore production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll stars next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations.